Reaction Show, the only show where you can give your post-game takes on the air. Call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. Our reactions, your reactions, all the reactions start right now.
And welcome into Hog Reaction. I am your host, John Neighbors, here broadcasting live up in Northwest Arkansas. Appreciate everybody listening in this evening as it was another brutal loss by the Arkansas Razorback football team as they fall to Mississippi State by a final score of 54-24. We got Matty T back in studio. He's going to be handling the ones and twos, getting all your phone calls here on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, as well as your text messages to get all of your reactions. And you can get a part of the show at 877-377-6963. So just to give everybody a little bit of idea of how this show is going to work, because this is, I feel like, is going to be the easiest way to do it, because I know we have a lot of people that are going to want to give their reactions in this. But I'm just going to go ahead and open things up a little bit, give my initial reactions to all of you, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll really get and dive into more of your reactions via the Cherokee Casino Hotline as well. But folks, I was able to be there at the game at Razorback Stadium, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching, really trying to grasp, trying to understand everything that's unfolding, and right there heading into halftime, as Arkansas is just getting the doors blown off them. It's 38-10 heading into halftime. Arkansas has no answer. Mississippi State has nearly 400 yards of offense there before halftime. They ended up with 640, which is a whole nother deal. But I'm sitting there and I am just mouth agaped, jaw dropped. Just, I don't know what to make of this absolute dumpster fire that I'm watching. I don't know if I could ever be able to put together a scarier, a more ridiculous, a more just tremendously awful situation. I couldn't dream of one that Arkansas football finds themselves in once again after this game. You know, this is a nightmare. That's the best way I can say it. It's not bad. It's not awful. It's a nightmare. And the best way that I feel like I can compare it to is, if you know me and you know that I'm a big movie guy, one of my favorite movies, my favorite sports movies, is a movie called The Replacements. And if you haven't seen it, please do so. It's a great movie. But in that movie, the coach is sitting there, which is actually played by Gene Hackman, and they're in the locker room, and one of the things that he asks his players is, what are your biggest fears? And of course, they make some funny jokes and saying, oh, you know, bees and spiders and all that funny scene. But Shane Falco, the quarterback, who's played by Keanu Reeves, reaches up and says, quicksand. And then he's asked to elaborate on that, and what he refers to is quicksand, not the literal thing. But when you're in a game, or you're in a season, and you feel like things are going well, you feel like you have a grasp on the situation, you feel like you're in control, until one thing goes wrong, and then another, and then another. And no matter how hard you fight, no matter how hard you try to get out of it, you just find yourself making it worse and worse and worse until you can't move, you can't breathe, you're in over your head like quicksand. The Razorback football program finds themselves in quicksand, where it seems like everything that they try to do, everything that the fans try to do, they try to be hopeful, they try to have a spark, they try to look at some sort of glimmer of hope that they can put their faith in and that they can point to and say, this is why it's going to get better. And they have nothing. It just keeps getting worse. Not better, worse. The nightmare scenario is what we are witnessing here. Because I was laughing with some guys in the press box saying that I remember as a fan, as a kid, watching Arkansas lose to Jay Cutler and Vanderbilt in 2005 at home, thinking that that was the lowest it could ever be, was losing to Vanderbilt at home. And then now I'm looking at it from where we are at now and what we are seeing now, and I couldn't have even imagined that this would be the way it is. But folks, this cannot go on. This cannot go on. This cannot stand. This has to end. This cannot carry over into next season. I'm sorry. I cannot believe that Arkansas, a once proud program and a once proud team and a once proud fan base, had to deal with and see what they saw today against Mississippi State. It is absolutely embarrassing, and it's humiliating for you as a Razorback fan. Mississippi State is not a good SEC team. They are not. No ifs, ands, buts about it. They are not a good SEC team. And they worked you in your home stadium. They ran all over you. You knew what they were going to do. You knew what type of offense they were running. It didn't matter because they did whatever they wanted to do to you from beginning to end. And it is just absolutely nauseating to see this continue to happen. This cannot go on. This cannot stand. It has to end. I am just still trying to figure out any sort of way I can look at this and say they can get out of this. And I can't. I can't. There is no redeeming quality of this. And I just don't understand how week after week a team can look so completely and totally unprepared as much as this team does. They don't look well coached. They don't look well disciplined. They don't look well anything. And it just is amazing how bad they are. And it's not a talent issue. It's not. They don't have a lot of talent, but they don't have this bad of talent. It's not an issue there, folks. I feel for you. I really do. And I think a decision is going to have to be made by Hunter Yurecek and this administration. It's a big decision. But this cannot go on. I cannot bear to watch this anymore. I can, and I know you fans can't either. It's so unfortunate because I feel like the players are playing hard. I don't blame the kids. I don't blame the kids that are trying to go out there and make the best out of a bad situation. I don't have any issues with them. But it's just the type of decision making that Chad Morris makes of like throwing Ben Hicks out there to start the game, and he is awful. He goes 4-13. And then when right before halftime, they thought that there's like, good grief, why is this guy out here? He throws a pick six, and the fans start to boo, and I don't blame them. And then you have John Stephen Jones comes in, and he throws a beautiful touchdown pass. Now, he didn't play a whole lot. He went 4 of 9. Not like he played amazing, but he provided a little bit of a spark. And then finally, and then we're going to talk about this as the show goes on, believe me, finally, we get to see KJ Jefferson. And what does he do in his first drive? Leads him right down the field for a touchdown with both his arm and his legs. He trucks a Mississippi State player on his first play. His third play, he throws a dart to Traylon Burks and has a beautiful catch by Burks. And then in the fourth play, he runs an RPO and gets into the end zone himself. Why are we just now seeing this guy? Why? Why is it that you had all season long of struggling quarterbacks and you were unable to pull the trigger and say, you know what, put the young kid in and see what he can do. See how well he can do. See what if he can use and utilize his athleticism to be able to provide some sort of spark for this offense to where they can rally the kids around him and they can actually put forth and put together some great drives and some great offensive performances that can help them win games in this conference. And they failed. They failed at that. And the fact that this is the first time that you got to see him and you got to see exactly what he's capable of and we had to wait this long to see it is just unbelievable. I'm running out of excuses. I'm running out of things to complain about, as Trey Biddy says. I'm just running out of it. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to open up the phone lines on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, and I'm going to let y'all tell me what's going on. I'm going to let y'all tell me what you think is the problem, what needs to happen, and how in the world did we get to this point? I want to hear about it because I am tired of this. I am absolutely sick to my stomach of this. And Razorback fans, you deserve better. You deserve better than what you've been given. You deserve better of what you've been seeing. And I just pray that this whole quicksand that we find ourselves in, somebody throws a rope down there, and we grab hold, and somebody gets us out of it. Because this can no longer happen. stand. If you want to get on the conversation, call or text the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. We'll get to all your reactions and some more stats coming up next on Hog Reaction.
Broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
Welcome back into the Hog Reaction Show. Boy, oh boy, man. This is getting a lot of heat into our Cherokee Casino texting line, and our phone lines are blowing up. I know that a lot of you have a lot of reactions to this, and it's just unfortunate that once again we have to come to you here with another brutal loss, and we'll have some audio also from Chad Morris as well. This is as bad as it can get. Nightmare scenario is the only way I can put it. Nightmare scenario. But if you want to get on the conversation, call or text the Cherokee Casino Hotline at 877-377-6963. Let's go ahead and kick off on the phone lines. Miss Lisa, who's in Northeast Arkansas. Good evening, Miss Lisa.
Thank you, John, for taking my call. And I'm going to try to be real calm. And it's going to be very hard for me, and I may even bust out crying.
I understand.
This was the most humiliating. I gave my tickets away. I'm done until they get rid of this. I'm not even going to call him a coach. He said on this kid all year long with freshmen, true freshmen, quarterbacks going lights out. Finally, just to shut us all up, and that's all it was for. He's thinking he's going to keep his job and let his son come in. And he has sat on this kid. He's a kid. And used him. And like you said, when he finally quit using him as an excuse and put him in, it just gave us all validation of what we already know, what y'all have talked about on your show day after day after day. Now, I don't know what kind of guys we've got on the board. One of them is Steve Cox here in Jonesboro. I ask all of you when I get off this phone to call Rainwater/Cox Farms. You'll get a voicemail. Hit 5. That'll be Steve. He's from Jonesboro. Tell him what you think. And if we can't get this guy fired, what are we going to do?
You know, Lisa, I don't know. I really.
I don't know what else to ask. I mean, yeah. What can we do as fans that give this money, that give our time? I mean, I'm a middle class. Me and my husband, we're not rich by no stretch of the imagination. And we put back and save and do all. I mean, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. But my God, what can we do to get rid of him? Well, it's pathetic.
Well, Lisa, I will tell you this, and this is why I continue to say that this is a nightmare scenario, because in a lot of cases, fans don't have control over their nightmares. You can't control what's going on. And that's what it feels like as fans right now. It feels like it's a hopeless and helpless feeling to where you want change, and it's just a matter of there's some things that you might be able to do if it's calling or emailing or whatever. But at the same time, it's like you just got to put faith in your hope that Hunter Yurecek and the board and everybody involved, that if a decision needs to be made, they have enough conviction in their decision-making to make that change. And, I mean, that's all I got, because Hunter Yurecek hadn't been around a long time. It's hard to really know exactly where his mind's at. But I guess one glimmer of hope that you could have is that he made a very tough decision in firing Mike Anderson. And that was
a decision
that was met with a lot of praise, but it was also one of those decisions like, okay, man, if you're going to make this change, you better get somebody in here that's going to be an upgrade. And from all intents and purposes so far, it looks like he was able to pull that off. And so,
John, anybody's an upgrade over this screwball.
Well, and that was going to be my next point, is that if they make the decision to move on from Chad Morris, which I still believe that they will if needs be, and if they do, I think that they will be able to make the right decision. But that's really the only thing as a fan. You just kind of have to wait until the season ends and know that if the change is going to be made, because I don't see anything happening in the middle of the season. It's just going to happen after that Missouri game. If the change is made, we'll know pretty quickly if it's made.
Well, if I'm the AD, I would have fired him tonight once I seen KJ Jefferson. Let me say this, because I know your phone lines are backed up and I want everybody to be able to vent like you've let me, and I appreciate that. I really do. But I am going to call every radio station all over the state. I'm going to bug Steve Cox crazy here in Jonesboro, where I live out of. And as a fan, I'm always a Razorback. I'll always be a Razorback fan, but I will not put my butt in that stadium until we have a new coach. And by dang, I'm trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. If they let him keep his job and his son starts next year, oh, my God. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you as always, Miss Lisa, and I'm glad that you were able to keep it calm at least for this time. Let's keep it going on the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Mike is in Waldron. What's going on, Mike?
You know what? It's times like these I miss old Houston Nutt. He knew how to. He saw a freshman, had talent. He didn't care if he knew the whole playbook. He put him in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if this kid is going to be the second coming of Matt Jones with an arm. Or if he's not, but good God. Four plays and a touchdown. That was pretty dang cool.
Yeah, and he looked like a quarterback that you would want in this type of system where he could. He's athletic,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, God. He carried out the fact, you know, he handed the ball off the five, but he kept looking like he had the ball. Froze two guys in the defensive backfield still looking at him while five run right by him. I mean, you can't get that out of the other two. The first two, they can't do that because nobody believes they're going to run anyway.
Yeah.
Because they can't run. Hicks, I think I could outrun Hicks. And we also need some high school coaches to go up there and teach tackling and taking the right angle to the ball and how to get off blocks. That's about all I got to say. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Mike, and I appreciate you calling in, man. Yeah, because that's the thing is, listen, the quarterback's going to be the main topic of conversation. I know it is going to be tonight. But, folks, let's not let the defense off the hook. They gave up, just a mere 640 total yards, 460 yards on the ground, while Kylan Hill rushed for 21 attempts and 234 yards, which, by the way, folks, three touchdowns included in that. That's a whopping 11.1 yards per carry. Nick Gibson went 12 carries for 129 yards, one touchdown. That's 10.8. So they had two running backs on Mississippi State that averaged a first down or more on every carry in this game. So, yeah, the quarterback's definitely going to be the topic, but let's not let the defense get off the hook either as well. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Darius is in Harrison. What's going on, Darius?
Yes. Hey, this is Darius from Harrison, and it was a total embarrassment. I was at the game today, and I was sitting in the new club section, beautiful facilities, but it's a total embarrassment when we have a football team like this that can't play football, and we're sitting in a facility like this. How are we expected to fill this place when we're playing like this? It's a total embarrassment. And but do you actually think that we'll actually get rid of Chad Morris before we let go of a defensive coordinator or something like that? That's my question.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Darius. And honestly, I do. I do believe that if Chad Morris, and I said this before the season started, if he goes 0-16 this year, 0-16 in his first 2 years in the SEC, which it is looking like that's going to be the case. There's no reason to believe. You have to let him go. You have to let him go. Because at least in my research, and I was talking with other media guys as well, if he does do that, we'll go 0-16, he will be the first coach in SEC history to go 0-16 to start their tenure. Cannot happen. Will not happen at Arkansas. You can't do that. Let's squeeze in another quick phone call. Robbie is in San Diego. What's going on, Robbie?
What's going on, Jay? Hey, man, here's bottom line. Bottom line is Chad Morris is a whopping 18 and 39 as a head football coach. Never beaten a Power 5 team. Obviously, 0 for the SEC. His inability to provide a quality product on the field, as witnessed by the stands that, I mean, on TV, they look kind of cool. It's going to come down to dollars and cents. And Hunter Yurcheck isn't going to be in a very bad spot because, he just can't keep going. That defense looked horrible, obviously coupled by the fact that the defense and offense both were miserable. You know, this is a 7.5-point spread. And we lost by a horrendous amount of, points. I mean, not being competitive, again, against a team that you should, theoretically, should be able to match up against, it's not a good look. It's pathetic. National media, regional media, local media, everybody's dogging Arkansas, talking about how they are painful to watch. You can't be the laughing stock. And the bottom line is, is that everyone will always look at Arkansas as for football first, regardless of how good we are at baseball, and regardless of how, you know, Musselman is going to, you know, bring our basketball program, you know, to new heights. We just can't keep this up because football is king in the South, and you can't be an embarrassment. I'm out.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Robbie, and I agree with you, man. This is where it's bad because most people will look at Arkansas as being a football school, and I haven't even sat next to some media guys there in Mississippi State that cover Mississippi State, and we were just talking about, obviously, they've had their own issues and their own fans pretty upset on things as well down there in Starkville, and they were just flabbergasted that Arkansas was this bad. And one of them leaned over to me as it was late in the third quarter, right before KJ Jefferson came in, and he said, "Man, I know that I have not been covering the SEC," because he was a younger guy. He's like, "I have not been covering the SEC probably as long as a lot of these other guys, but Arkansas is the worst SEC football team I've ever seen in my life." He said that. A Mississippi State beat writer said that to me. So you could probably imagine my utter, not shock, but just my groan that I had of like, man, I can't argue with you right now. Unfortunately, I cannot argue with you. Let's squeeze in another quick phone call. John is in Hot Springs. What's going on, John?
Hey there. How are y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing just ducky. How about you, John?
Well, I wish I was doing better. My thing is, you know, when you're looking at poor Chad Morris, of course, we've had a pretty rough season already, but you know, we really don't have a lot of his guys in here yet. And I think I saw the other day that we had about 71% of that freshman class that he has brought in are eligible for red shirts. And I think with the red shirt rule with the NCAA that you can only play 4 games. So I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. But I was just curious your opinions and thoughts about, you know, if you think the last few games of the season, if we'll see a lot of that young freshman class come in and kind of see some of those star-studded people, because I knew it was a strong recruiting class. You know, we had a lot of 4-stars in there. So I was wondering kind of your opinions on what you thought about that, because it's clear, you know, with KJ on the bench all year that we have not seen some of those young players. And so I was kind of curious what you thought the next few games would look like here towards the end of the season, now that we don't have to necessarily worry about that four-game mm-hmm. issue with the NCAA and the red shirts. I was kind of curious your thoughts and your opinions on how we might look the next few games with those young guys getting to come in and kind of show off what they got. I'll be quiet now and let you go.
All right. Well, appreciate the phone call, John. Well, my thought on it is that, honestly, I think that it's a good move if they end up doing that. But the problem is that you want to see him featured as well. KJ Jefferson, you know, he got to play, but you want to see him featured. Hudson Henry got to go out there today, but you want to see him featured. You want to see them make plays. You want to see him have plays designed for him to be able to do it. So I think that there's been some young guys playing, but you wanted to see more of them. And I'm telling you right now, If I see Ben Hicks or Nick Starkle playing against Western Kentucky, I'm going to be upset by it, because there's no reason. Play the guys. Play the future of your program. And it certainly seems like, in that, at least in that first drive, the future belongs to KJ Jefferson. Because, man, oh, man, does that guy look good. We'll get to more of Hog Reaction Show coming up next on ESPN Arkansas on HitThatLine.com.
Welcome to the Hog Reaction Show, the only show where you can give your post-game takes on the air. Call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. Our reactions, your reactions, all the reactions start right now.
Welcome back into Hog Reaction Show. I'm your host, John Neighbors. Maddie T back in studio with us, holding it down, getting all your phone calls and text messages on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. I can't even keep up with the amount of messages that we're getting, not only on our Facebook live stream, but on our HitThatLine.com stream, also on our tweets and on our Facebooks. I mean, it is piling up. So obviously a lot of you have a lot of strong opinions about this game, about where you're at this season, and just overall everything that's going on with Razorback football. It's really hard to put your finger on it, because I never thought we'd see the day. I never thought we would see the day where this would be a reality, what we're seeing. This would actually be a real thing. But yet, here we are, bells and whistles, everything involved. So get in the conversation, 877-377-6963 via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Let's keep it rolling. No better way to continue it on than to go back to the phone lines and welcome in Eddie who is in Clarksville. Good evening, Eddie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, let me say this. I've been ringing the bell the last couple calls, the last couple weeks. One, on this administration. That's number one. Eddie from Clarksville wants to start spring cleaning effective tomorrow. And let me just say that at the top of that list, John Chavis, sir, if we don't have an athletic director, if we don't have a coaching staff that tell you to hit the road, Eddie from Clarksville says, pack your bags and leave tonight. Let me say this, too. I'm talking about spring cleaning on all levels up on the hill. And then I'm going to the offensive coordinator. I'm going to the head coach. Coach Morris, Coach Kranick, pack your bags. Tomorrow, we made you a wealthy coach and hit the road. Because we don't have an athletic director, one, that's invested in this program. Let me say this. We don't have an administration that's invested in our program. And that's, so I don't ask myself why we look so bad, why we get humiliated. I ask myself, why not? Because of the decision-making of this administration and the people that sit on the board of directors that give contracts to unproven Power 5 coaches and look at our program. I've been a Hawk fan. Let me say this. Anybody will tell you, since I was 7 years old, I love this program. Coach Bowles, love this program. Are you listening, Hunter Check? Are you listening, board of directors tonight? Shame on you. Let me say this. It's all over the media. I was listening to SEC Now. And even they can't stand it. We humiliate our program. I mean, and that's a shame. Coach Bowles, he built world-class facilities up on the hill. And then we have tradition at the U of A that has been forgotten. That's been thrown to the wayside. We make bed with mediocrity. We shake hands up with it. We wake up with it. Shame on you. Let me say this. If there's not changes, hey, don't wait to the end of the season. Pay out his contract. This next coaching hire has to be right. And let me say, whatever it takes, you can win at the U of A. But you got to have decision-making and you got to have leadership. And both of those are missing from this administration. So I'm ready for some spring cleaning, and I'll hang up and listen to some other fans because I'm telling you the truth today, and you cannot change anything you don't acknowledge. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. Wow. I will say this, folks. I've been doing radio for a few years now, and I have been on the morning run and doing these shows for 2 years now. And Eddie in Clarksville has called very frequently on all of our programs, and I don't think I have ever heard him that angry in my life. I know that he always comes in fired up. I know he's always very passionate, but that was scary. Maddie, it sounded like he was. If I was next to him, he might have hurt me. Like that, he was. Yeah, if anybody's around, check on Eddie in Clarksville and just make sure he's okay. Because man, that was a great call. By the way, that was a great call by Eddie. Really appreciate it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Joey, who's in Mountain Home, try to top that one, Joey.
Hey, listen, I agree with Eddie. I agree with Lisa. I agree with everyone that's called. I'm done with them. I'm done with this coaching staff in total. The only difference between Chad Morris and Belima is about 150 pounds. And the hiring that's gone on, the management is just pathetic. And it starts way up there at the top. My best advice to KJ is to look at that transfer portal and find a school that you can play with and get as far away from Fayetteville as you can right now. Because these guys are just going to screw around with you the way it's going. I'll let you go.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Joey. Appreciate that. And I know a lot of Razorback fans share your same frustrations. Let's go to Brandon, who is in Little Rock. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, man. How are y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Man, I had to agree with Eddie. about everything I wanted to say he said for me, not quite as mad as he was, but I get it. Whoever hired the coach, I'm not saying it's Chad's fault for taking the job. Whoever made the decision to bring him here, he's the one that needs to be fired today. He's the one that needs to pack his bags and get the hell out of town. And, I mean, you just – I mean, why did anybody think Chad Morris had a resume that would work in the SEC? He was a coordinator at Clemson and then went to SMU. I mean, I agree. Whoever's making the decisions up there got to do better. You know, you look at some of our past coaches that we didn't like. You know, Houston Nutt, he was a great coach looking back compared to what we got now.
Yeah.
He's at the touchdown club. Everybody was glad to see him. Bobby came back a couple of weeks ago. Everybody wanted to see him. I mean, look how great he was. And I agreed about our state has a tradition. We shouldn't be embarrassed. Grew up as a kid, man, looking up to the Hogs because that's all we got in our state is the Hogs, basically. No pro teams. And anyway, it's just, I don't think people realize how bad it hurts the economy when the Hogs are bad. Like, when Ryan Mallett was there in Petrino, you couldn't even hardly get a table at any sports bar to watch the game. You try to go to a sports bar to watch the game now, you'll be lucky if it's even on TV. That's just the cold, hard facts. And I love the Hogs, and I hope we can improve. You know, I wouldn't mind if bringing back Houston Nutt as athletic director and Bobby as the coach or do something. But this regime we got now has got to go. I mean, it's just the worst thing today, the stats that tell the numbers, 238 yards of rushing, not in the game, first quarter.
Yeah.
Quarter number one. Time of possession, 12 minutes and 9 seconds in the first quarter. There's only 15 minutes in a quarter. And I agree with Eddie about the quarterbacks. I think you said it too. Nick don't need to be on the field. Ben don't need to be on the field. But I have to stand up for you today. You're one of the only guys in the media that I've heard tell the truth. I want to make this next point, and I'll hang up and get off your show. I think the media has hurt the fan base and has hurt the program because every year they keep on feeding us the Kool-Aid or wanting us to drink the Kool-Aid, believe all these fairy tales, what's going to happen. And it ain't nothing good happened since Bobby left. Hey, your opinion of what he did, that's y'all's opinion. I got no problem with what he done. That was his personal life. He was a great coach. He put us on the map. He was winning in the SEC and being competitive. And, hey, it is what it is. But anyway, at least you today told the truth and said it like it is. If something's got to change. Something's got to become better. And somebody needs to be held responsible for the decisions they made to hire this coach. And thank you for what you've done today, and thank you for being honest. You're the first guy in the media that I've heard tell the truth, and I appreciate you doing that. Have a good night.
Well, I appreciate that, Brandon. I try to keep it real because I'm gonna. I mean, if you know me, man, you know I'm a fan. I grew up a Razorback fan, and I'm always going to be a Razorback fan. And as much as I can try to sit here and say I'm an astute member of the media, I'm never going to be able to mask that. That's just who I am. It's ingrained in my ability and in where I grew up and how I was raised by my dad. So it's always going to be there. So it's like I hurt when it happens this way, man, because I grew up loving the Razorbacks too. I grew up loving going to games and being involved. And, you know, it's just it hurts. It hurts when something like this is so bad that it has been such a part of your life and a part of your culture and who you are and what you look forward to every fall. And for it to be as bad as what it is right now with really no end in sight, it hurts you. It really does. And it has a very negative impact on you. And it's just one of those things that you just hope that somehow, some way, something can give, something can change. But I appreciate those kind words there, Brandon. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Eric is in Corning. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, man. I'm sitting here hanging out with some buddies. Me and all of our buddies are sitting here We were just talking about exactly what you just said. We look forward to every fall. Every fall,
Razorback football.
Razorback football is our thing. Last year's 2-10 record, we looked over all, you know, we're like, you know what? It's going to get better. It's going to get better. But the way I'm seeing it now, as we play the worst team in the SEC West, the SEC, like we did tonight, there's no defense. KJ Jefferson came in. Finally, us fans have been begging for it. Three plays? He scored a touchdown. If he would have been in from the beginning, I mean, could you imagine what kind of package we could have him in right now?
Between him and Jones, Stephen.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we us three here just wanted to know what is the state of the Razorback football program? What are we trying to do against Mississippi State? We gave up 54 points?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, that is unacceptable. It's like they called Kentucky saying, hey, what do we need to do against Arkansas? Well, put a wide receiver in at quarterback and
use your second string quarterback. Just show up.
Yeah, well, Eric, I appreciate the call, man. I'm sorry we got to keep it moving, but I'm glad you got your group there, man, and you're enjoying it. But honestly, the current state, and to answer your question, the current state of where the Razorbacks are at right now, man, it's the bottom of the bottom. It's the lowest of the lows. And there's really – you're trying to find an end in sight, and it's just not there. And I honestly believe that at the end of the season, assuming that it's all going to go the way that, my goodness, it's gone today – I mean, best case scenario, they beat Western Kentucky. But even say if they lose to Western Kentucky, whatever it is, if Chad Morris goes 0-16 in his first 2 years as head coach of the University of Arkansas Razorback football team, the change has to be made. Plain and simple, no doubt about it. That's how I feel. I think that's how fans feel. And you fans deserve better than this. I will keep saying that. I know people get on to fans and saying, you know, your fans are terrible. You're getting too personal. It's just a game. It's just a sport. It means more. Just like the SEC, it means more than what people even realize. We got to take a commercial break, folks. 877-377-6963 is the number to call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline. More of Hog Reaction coming up next.
This is Hog Football Reaction, streaming live now from hitthatline.com.
Welcome back into the Hog Reaction Show. 877-377-6963 is the number to call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline to give your thoughts and opinions on today's game and pretty much the entire state of Razorback football. It's been pretty brutal. There were some other storylines real quick before we go back to the phone lines that I wanted to dive into. Obviously, the C.J. O'Grady, Cheyenne O'Grady situation. This one's weird. So it was being reported this morning that C.J. O'Grady was not going to play today. And he didn't play today. He was not even on the team or in uniform. He wasn't even in the stadium. And some people were wondering what was going on. And Chad Morris addressed it. And all he says is, we'll address it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll meet tomorrow. And it looks like a very, very sticky situation. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it certainly does not look like it's a good sign. It doesn't look like that C.J. O'Grady may play the rest of the season for the Razorbacks. I don't know. I don't want to start speculating about things I don't know about, but you know, usually those type of things, and especially when it's being said by Chad Morris, where he doesn't want to say what he did and doesn't want to say what's the impact going to be or anything like that, that's definitely something to look into. So we'll see how that plays out. Hopefully we'll know a little more maybe when he meets with the media on Monday, but definitely a big loss not having Cheyenne O'Grady there out there on the field. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Jacob is in Fayetteville. What's going on, Jacob?
Oh, not much, John. I really think that one word can describe the entire Arkansas football program from the AD down, and it's incompetence. I mean, you've got a head coach who's never won a Power 5 game, to my recollection. He started two transfers that, yes, granted, Starkle did do pretty decent for a game or so, lost all of his confidence, threw Ben Hicks back in there. Ben Hicks is just plain and simple not an SEC-caliber quarterback. He refused to put anybody else in there unless it just happened, you know, to just be the right time. you put John Stephen Jones in for a drive, get it past the 50 at Alabama, and yank him out, put Starkland, pick next play. I mean, honestly, just it's incompetent. He refused to put John Stephen Jones in until the game was all but over. And then what happens? You have him drive down, throw a beautiful pass to the corner of the end zone to Mike Woods. Touchdown. You bring in KJ. First drive, four plays, 74 yards. Puts his shoulder down, trucks the safety, puts it in the end zone himself. I mean, you got two quarterbacks that are by far the best ones on your roster, yet you refuse to start either one of them. I don't know if it's to keep the red shirt or not, but, I mean, if I was in charge, he would have been gone. Morris would have been gone after the San Jose State game. Good thing I'm not. But, I mean, I don't see him keeping his job. If Ty Story comes in this next week and just dismantled us, then I would put him off right there. I'm not really going to keep it that long. I'm going to let the Lions keep going. But, yeah, honestly, just one word to describe the entire situation, and it's pure incompetence from the top down.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Jacob. You know, that's the thing, and I think that with Chad Morris especially, and this is the thing that's really bothered me, I think, more than anything, is the lack of conviction, man. Like, how can you not have conviction in the decisions you make and have conviction in trusting your players and trusting your guys to go out there and make plays? Because after seeing KJ Jefferson, I know it's one drive. And listen, it eerily reminded me of, and if anybody remember this, what that reminded me of was when Mitch Mustain came in against 06 against USC. Now, obviously, it was a different team and a different time of the season, but people were waiting around to see it after getting blown out by a team. And then they see it and they cheer and they go nuts because they see a true freshman come in and lead the team down the field where they actually rushed in the touchdown. And it was a great moment. And you felt like maybe that's the future. And when I saw that from KJ Jefferson and seeing him run it in, I just sit there and I say, this guy athletically alone is better than any other quarterback option they have. I don't know if he'll make the best decisions. I don't know if he'll go out there and throw a bunch of touchdown passes and no picks. I don't know. But what I do know is that that guy is a fantastic athlete. That guy's a playmaker. He's a player. And by game 8, now through game 9, you didn't have anything for him. You didn't give him a shot. When you were struggling so much in that position, you couldn't give him anything. You rode with the guys that you had that were failing miserably, that were costing you games, and not being able to have any sort of offense whatsoever with them under center or behind center, I should say. What were you waiting on? What were you waiting on? That's my biggest thing, and that's my biggest question, and unfortunately, I don't think that question's ever going to get answered. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino hotline, 877-377-6963. Robert's in Fort Smith. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, John. Real quick, I went today, and you could tell the stadium, it was empty, not completely, but it was bad. And I get it, the fans, this is how the common fan, we're fighting back of what we're getting at us now. Also, if people will quit going to that coach's show, to the catfish hole on Wednesday nights, because you can't say what you want, you have to be nice to the man. So quit going to that too. And this hopefully, you know, will show people we don't want to put up with it anymore.
Well,
Chad Morris.
Yeah.
And she's gone now. So that's what sucks. We can't get to that person either. So anyway, have a good one, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Robert. I know that that's where a lot of people's minds are at, is just, you know, start not showing up to games. You haven't been showing up to games, let's just be honest. The crowd was actually better than what I thought it would be. And kudos to the fans that stayed. Kudos to all of you, because I can't believe a lot of you would want to endure that horrible, horrible performance from the beginning to the end. But kudos to all of you that stayed. It's just, you know, it's a sad state of affairs that how did we get to this point? How did we get to this point where it is this bad? It's not like you just happen to just year by year, game by game, bad moment by bad moment, coach by coach get here. This fell quick, fast, and in a hurry. Folks, it was just a mere 4 years ago that you went 5-3 in the SEC. 5-3 in the SEC. I'm not saying that that was a great year because, you know, I know you went 7-5, and that wasn't the greatest year anyone will remember. But what I'm saying is that you were competitive in this league. You had a over 500 record in this league. That was 4 years ago. That seems like eons. Like decades ago is when that happened. Who would have ever thought that we would see this? We would get to this point. I didn't. And I knew that at some point that it was going to show exactly what type of coach Chad Morris was. But my goodness, I never would have dreamed about this. Arkansas might be one of the worst, if not the worst, SEC team that's ever played the game, at least in quite some time in recent memory. That's how bad it is. It is so, so bad. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Donnie is in Faytown. What's going on, Donnie?
Well, I live in Middle Tennessee, and I've been coming up here for 25 years as a season ticket holder. And, you know, I see what's going on. It's not that Arkansas don't have the money. We got the money. We need a good coach. And we need to find a good coach and pay him. We need to pay for a good coach. When you pay for a high school coach, that's what you get. And I'm just frustrated. I'm ready to give up my season ticket, and that's about all I got to say.
Well, appreciate the phone call, Donnie. I know that people I talked to who have given up their season tickets. To me, that's one of the biggest factors in all of this that Hunter Yurchek's going to have to really decide. You know, season tickets were not good this year. It was very evident that there was not a lot of people buying season tickets this year. Now, a lot of it had to do with the schedule. It wasn't a great schedule in Fayetteville. But a lot of it had to do with the lack of excitement and promise in the program. But I'm telling you right now that if Chad Morris ends up being the coach again next year, and this season ends as poorly as it's looking like it's going to, he ends up being the coach next year, season ticket sales are once again going to take a massive hit. Massive hit. And if you're Hunter Yurchek in the administration, can you really afford to lose that many more season tickets? Can you really afford to continue to have an empty stadium or a half-empty stadium in SEC games? Can you really afford that? That's the ultimate question. And that's what I think is going to factor into this whole thing with Chad Morris more so than anything. If you want to get on the conversation, phone lines are open on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. We'll get to more of your reactions and our reactions coming up next on Hog Reaction.
Special Razorback postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
Welcome back into Hog Reaction. Appreciate everybody listening in tonight as we've been talking about and recapping Arkansas's yet again another loss to Mississippi State. Final score 54-24. Before we go back to the phone lines, because we know a lot of people calling in, kudos to all you Razorback fans, because so far, knock on wood, you've been pretty tame. You've been pretty calm. You've been very, except for Eddie in Clarksville, but that's another story. But you have been very level-headed and logical about this whole situation, and it's really just you try to translate your hurt and your pain, and sometimes it's not as easy. But that's why this is a vent session. That's why we do this show, is for you to give your reactions and to talk it over, talk about it, and see if we can all figure out a way to get out of this and get through it, because Lord knows we all need it. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Eric is in Russellville. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk about, you know, there being a coaching change, because I think we fully expect there to be one at the end of the year, but at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself if we're paying, you know, still paying Brett Bielema, Chad Morris, you know, like who are we going to be able to really afford to get is my only concern. Are we going to have to get like another up and comer and be in the same position we're in? Or, you know, we're going to settle maybe, you know, for Elaine Kiffin or somebody, you know, just somebody we can actually afford, you know, or are we ever going to get to where we spend the money on a real coach? And then you have to ask yourself, would a real coach, you know, come here at this point, you know, as bad as we are? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I appreciate your phone call, Eric. You know, that's a lot of questions that people have about, you know, if you fire, who are you going to get? How can you afford him? Well, you know, the whole Brett Bielema thing is up in the air. Don't really know how much they're going to end up paying him, if they're going to end up paying him anything at all, because of the situation that they found themselves in at the Razorback Foundation, where they're saying, hey, man, if you're not looking for a job, we're not going to pay you and try to sue us. So we'll see how that thing plays out. And Chad Morris, if they fire him, if they wait till January 1st to fire him, it'll be a $9.8 million buyout. Maybe that could be renegotiated. But I'm saying all that to say this. when it comes to all of that, that's of course a concern, because it's not just like someone can just write a check for $10 million and say, yeah, see you later. It's no big deal. It's somebody's money that they're going to have to deal with. It's the season tickets, though, that if you continue to have them dwindle, that's going to end up costing you more than anything. And that's what Hunter Yurecek and the decision that he's going to have to make, and this administration is going to have to make, because, and you also talk about hiring a new coach or whatnot. You don't have to pay $7 million to get a coach, because you know what? Michigan did that, and look what Jim Harbaugh is doing. They're pretty disappointed. Jimbo Fisher's getting $7 million, and Texas A&M's not exactly pumped up about what he's doing right now. Not to say that it's completely comparable, but I'm just saying it's not about the money. It's about getting the right guy. You don't have to spend a ton of money to get the right guy. In fact, in most cases, it's quite the opposite. The ones you overpay for are the ones that end up costing you more, ends up being worse. Nick Saban is the most underpaid coach there is, and he's the exception to the rule. You know, now, sure, if Urban Meyer's called up Hunter Yurecek, if the job came open and said, hey, yeah, I'd like to have the job, but I want $7 million, then okay, find a way to write a check for $7 million a year. But until that point happens, you know, we don't know the financial situation that Arkansas is in. We just know that change is going to have to be made if this continues in the final three games of the season. It's going to have to be made. Has to be. No doubt. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Cliff is in Lowell. What's going on, Cliff?
Hey, guys. My biggest concern, because if I could get what most of us wanted right now, then I'd be fine with more selling. The problem is getting a successful person to come here that's in a successful situation is going to be tough, knowing that, hey, they could be fired in 2 years. And the additional tag on all this is what you just mentioned about the Bielma deal. If you know, you get fired, you know that you've got whatever's on the tail end of that contract that you're going to get. But then all of a sudden, if Arkansas is going to play hardball, and not to say we shouldn't be, I'm just saying that the label we're going to get from that also may not be a tag we want, you know, and depending on what happens on that. So that's the concern that I have, is that we get a guy, you know, if we can, but then so that just means we probably either have to stick with him another year or so and see what happens. Hopefully, you know, it does get turned around. It's not looking real good right now, obviously. Or we just have to go with somebody that, like you said a minute ago, just, you know, down the tail end of the pay scale and that will come here with so much uncertainty and then just see what happens from there. But this Bielma buyout situation, I don't think helps our situation whatsoever if we fire Morris after just 2 years. So, meanwhile, hang up and listen.
Thank All right, well, appreciate it, Cliff. Yeah, because, I don't know the money situation. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know what the Razorback Foundation has. I don't know what the boosters have, what the donors have, what the Board of Trustees have. I don't know what they're willing to spend. I don't know any of that. None of us do. But I do know that Arkansas has never had an issue with it before. They're not an issue with money. They got money. I mean, for crying out loud, Grandbaby Jones came in, and I believe his grandfather, Jerry Jones, has a lot of money and has been very supportive of Arkansas. Again, I am not saying that they'll just write a check willy-nilly, but I am saying that they have money. They have plenty of money, and if the change needs to be made, it will be made and it will be taken care of. I firmly believe that. Again, it's just a matter of getting the right coach in place. And if they decide to move on from Chad Morris, you know, we just have to wait and see. That's the whole thing. Is it none of this? Is it just us coming out here and just throwing out names? It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because it's going to come down to Hunter Yurecek and then the Board of Trustees and everybody involved if they decide to make a change. And if they do, you just got to hope that they end up going with the right guy. And we'll see how it plays out. But right now, it's just kind of up in the air to even be discussing that as far as what type of coaches or who would come in here to Arkansas, because it hasn't been made yet. The decision has not been made yet. Let's go back to the phone line. Skip is in Bella Vista. What's going on, Skip?
Oh, how you doing? And this bothers me so much. I'll give you an idea how long I've been a fan. First game I remember, Lance Allworth was playing. That I watched. So, it's been a little while. I've never seen it like this. You know, I believe our AD will do the right thing. I think he'll get us a good coach. He did good with Musselman, and there's no reason to think he can't do the same thing with the football program. You know, I don't think it's going to come to the point where we're going to see airplanes flying in Alabama just like we did at one time, you know, around the stadium trying to get rid of somebody. It just hurts real bad to see a team that you love so much get beat like that at home.
Yeah.
you know, I know you feel the same way. But I don't know what the answer is. I wish he'd put J.J. Jefferson in before today. I really do. I mean,
yeah.
he looks like he's the best one we got. I don't know. Thanks for taking my call, though.
Well, appreciate it as always, Skip. And you know, that's the thing is that it just hurts, man. It just hurts. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. It's just hurtful. You try to figure out other ways that, you know, maybe things can change and get better, and what's going to be on the horizon, and, you know, is the better times truly to come, or is it just going to be darker times? Because, you know, honestly, under Brett Bielema in his final year, you felt like that was the darkest of times. You thought that was the lowest of lows. That, hey, this is not working, but we'll get somebody in that'll turn it around. And at least, hey, we're not going to go 4-8 again. It's not going to be 3-9 and 0-8. And then we see what happened. So it's hurtful because people are scared. You're scared. You're scared because you don't know. I don't know. You don't know. You know, you have to almost just be able to train yourself to have faith in the powers that be that they'll make the right decision. I know that's not easy. I know that's maybe not the answer you want to hear, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to them making the right decision. And hopefully whatever decision they decide to make is the right one, because if they're not, and if it's not, oh boy, I don't know how much worse it can get than what it is right now. 877-377-6963 is the number to call in on the Cherokee Casino Hotline. We'll get to one final segment here on Hog Reaction. So if you want your opinion to be heard, better get in now by calling or texting the Cherokee Casino Hotline. More of Hog Reaction coming up next. Stay with us.
Postgame coverage is presented by Bud Light, broadcasting live from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios.
Welcome back into the Hog Reaction Show. It's our final segment here, so we're going to power through. We got a lot of people still calling in on the Cherokee Casino Hotline, 877-377-6963. We'll try to get to everyone as best as we can. Let's go back to it as Robert is in favor. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, John, you've known me for a long time, and I've been angry for a very long time. I'm frustrated. I'm to the point to where I have no words anymore. I'm angry beyond belief, and I've been preaching this message for the past 5 or 6 or 7, 8 years now, and I'm telling you this. This all started, and we got a problem that's much bigger than just football. This goes all the way up to the chancellor's office. You've got people in charge that are not Razorbacks. They're from out of state, and they're just padding their resume. I've said this, and I'm saying it again. John White hired Jeff Long. Jeff Long came in here and gutted that program of everyone and everything that had to do with Frank Broyles and the Arkansas Razorbacks. And he was successful. He has totally gutted this program. And now we still have Jeff Long's minions up there in charge. We have a chancellor who hates football. We have a chancellor who's out of touch and doesn't care, and he's going to retire at the end of 2021 fiscal year. In June 2021 is what I'm told. This is not going to change. Now, the only reason they will make a change is because they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs. I'm talking about the people in the department. But until we get back to where we have people in charge, to where it's Arkansas first, Arkansas second, Arkansas third, and they care about Arkansas and they care about the Razorbacks, this ain't going to get changed. It ain't going to be fixed. Until they go back, and I'm sorry to say this because I'm a lifelong Razorback fan. I quit my job and everything in Little Rock, moved up here and graduated from the University of Arkansas Fayetteville, and I've made a life up here. And this program is embarrassing right now. I've never seen it like this. But a gentleman called in earlier that said that he was here longer than me, and he's never seen it this bad. I made the mistake of saying last year, well, it can't get any worse. Well, guess what? It is worse. And I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I'd be sitting there. But until we get rid of every damn person that Jeff Long hired up there, that whole program is going to fail because they're not Razorbacks. They don't have a passion for Arkansas. They don't have a passion for the Razorbacks. And they're frankly just drawing a paycheck. And it just ticks me off to no end to sit here and know that all of us Razorback fans are hurting. And I don't think a damn person in that program, with the exception of maybe two, care. I don't think they have. I think that they're partying right now, and they're out and about having their dinners and everything else. The rest of us are just shaking our heads, trying to figure out what the hell to do. And I'm sorry. Everything went south when we hired Jeff Long. And it's not going to get better until his minions are gone. We had the situation where Chad Morris is hired by a Jeff Long minion, and she's gone now. Juracek has his hands full. I don't know about Juracek. It seems like he did a good job with this basketball hire. But I, honest to God, I just don't know anymore. I don't feel – where are these people? Why aren't they in the media saying anything? Where's Juracek? Why didn't he make a speech about it? Do you see any passion coming from up there? Tell me, John, do you see any passion coming from up there like it was when you were a student here?
No, I have not seen passion to the way that it was under Frank Broyles in quite some time.
That's what's wrong, dude. That's what's wrong. They're not Razorbacks. They don't get it. Am I wrong or am I right?
Listen, we've talked about it, Robert, and I agree with you that there is an element, and people like to laugh at it because they don't understand it, but there is an element of having people who understand, who breathe and eat and drink and live Razorback, and that was what made Frank Broyles into the great man that he was and also into the great athletic director, into the great program that he built, was because that was the mentality. First, second, third, fourth, fifth was all Razorbacks, and if you don't have that same mentality at a place like Arkansas, these are types of results that you're going to start seeing.
Dude, we had a Porsche built on a Volkswagen budget. Bud Walton Arena is a Porsche, and it was built on the budget of a Volkswagen. This program and the state of Arkansas is not a wealthy state. Now, I know we've got the money, and I know we've got some big donors, all that stuff, but the average fan in this state is not a wealthy fan. Coming up here, taking off for the weekend and driving up here and staying in a hotel and going to a game is an expensive proposition for the people of Arkansas. Jeff Long he doubled the payroll in that department. You want to save some money? Start cutting those people back to where it was when Frank was here. And then get some dadgum people in here that care about the state of Arkansas, care about the University of Arkansas, care about the Razorbacks. It's a land-grant institution. Your job is to take care of the citizens of the state of Arkansas. Not all the border states. And I don't think they get that. I just don't think they get that. Houston Nutt would give a speech. Frank Broyles would give a speech, and you knew they were Razorbacks. You knew it. I don't see that from here. And I'm sorry. I wasn't going to call in tonight. I wasn't going to get on my high horse, but this was a freaking embarrassment today. You've got two quarterbacks on there that obviously are better than the other two who's been playing all year. Sorry. Just calling a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. And I'm angry. I'm sorry. And I shouldn't be this way. I absolutely should not be this way. And if I've offended someone or hurt somebody's feelings, I'm sorry. But coming from somebody that's been in that program, I'm telling you, this is what it is right now.
Well, I appreciate your phone call, Robert, man. We're up against it. And appreciate your sentiments and everybody. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. But I'll tell you what, Robert, I will take the job. I will be the athletic director. Or at least somebody that can get the hype man going, because as much as I love my job in radio, grew up loving the Razorbacks, we need more people like you, Robert, in there. We need more people like Eddie in Clarksville in there. Get people in there that love the Razorbacks and live and breathe the Razorbacks. And who knows? Maybe the results will end up being a lot better. Appreciate everybody that's been listening into Hog Reaction tonight. Folks, try to have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday on the Morning Rush.